newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from Thalman Service Center, complete car repair and collision service in Liberty, New York, thalmanservicecenter.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. Today's program, Uncovering the Originals. Uncovering the Originals. What do I mean by that? Well, in the world of singer-songwriters, oftentimes a songwriter gets their start by other people covering their music. And then hopefully, eventually, if enough singers record a songwriter's music, then he himself or she has their own career. Well, today's program, we're going to be featuring some singer-songwriters who you might never have heard the original of songs that you already know. Let's see, how did this idea come to me? I woke up this morning thinking about the music that I wanted to present today, and Tim Hardin was in my mind. I woke up listening. I was hearing one of his songs as I awoke in my mind. And I talked to a friend of mine, and I said, you know, I really wanted to feature Tim Hardin on today's program. And he had no idea who Tim Hardin was. And so that gave me the idea. You know Tim Hardin's songs. So Tim Hardin, he is an American folk singer. He was born in 1941. He died at only 39 years old in 1980. But he is the man that wrote, "If I Were a Carpenter," "If I Were a Carpenter and You Were a Lady." And so many people covered this iconic song: Bobby Darin, Joan Baez, Johnny Cash, the Four Tops, even Robert Plant of Led Zeppelin, Small Faces, you know, Rod Stewart, and Burt Jantz, the Scottish musician. And so we're going to listen to the original recordings that Tim Hardin made of his songs that were so popularly covered by other singers. The other song that you're going to recognize was a big hit for Rod Stewart. It's called A Reason to Believe. So Tim Hardin, we're going to listen to these songs from two of his recordings. His debut album was released in 1966, and his follow-up album was released in 1967. So, this is the original recordings. Tim Hardin.
What can I say? She's a walking away from what we've seen. What can I do? Still loving you, it's all a dream. How can we hang on to a dream? How can it really be the way it seems? What can I do? She's the same way through with how it was. What will I try? I still don't see why she says what she does. How can we hang on to a dream? How can it really be the way it seems?
what can I say? She's walking away from what we've seen. What can I do? Still loving you. It's all a dream. How can we hang on to a dream? How can it really be the way it seems? If I listened long enough to you, I'd find a way to believe that it's all true. Knowing that you lie straight face while I cry, still I'd look to find a reason to believe. Someone like you makes it hard to live without somebody else. Someone like you makes it easy to give. Never think of myself. If I gave you time to change my mind, I'd find a way to leave the past behind. Knowing that you lied straight face while I cried, still I'd look to find a reason to believe. If I listened long enough to you, I'd find a way to believe it's all true. Knowing that you lie straight face while I cry, still I'd look to find a reason to believe.
If I were a carpenter, you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby? If a tinker were my trade, would you still find me carrying the pots I made, following behind me? Save my love for sorrow, save my love for lonely. I've given you my tomorrow, love me only. If I work my hands in wood, would you still love me? You answer me quick, Tim, I could. How put you above me? If I were a miller at a mill wheel grinding, would you miss your colored blocks, soft shoes shining? Save my love for loneliness, save my love for sorrow. I've given you my onlyness, given me your tomorrow. If I were a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Could you have my baby?
Tim Hardin. He was the original singer-songwriter on the songs that we've just heard. If I Were a Carpenter was covered by so many people, Joan Baez, Johnny Cash, Bert Chance, Small Faces. And then the song Reason to Believe, which was a big hit for Rod Stewart. Also, Neil Young recorded a version of Reason to Believe, and so did the Carpenters. Tim Hardin, such a promising singer-songwriter. We lost him when he was only 39 years old. I'm Kathy Geary, and today's program is Uncovering the Originals. So there's another singer-songwriter who I just adore, a woman named Laura Nyro. Laura Nyro, she was born in the Bronx in 1947. She was also only 49 years old when she passed away in Danbury, Connecticut. It was due to cancer. But Laura Nyro, in the same category as Carole King. Carole King is another singer-songwriter who really started her career by having other people record her songs. Now, the difference is Carole King went on to have a huge international career from her Tapestry album, and you know the original recordings of Carole King's songs. Of course, you also know Aretha Franklin's recordings of her songs. Laura Nyro is in that same category, a brilliant singer-songwriter who's probably better known from the covers that Barbra Streisand recorded of her songs, that the Fifth Dimension recorded of her songs. When she was only 17 years old, one of her very first songs was called And When I Die. Now, she sold the song to Peter, Paul, and Mary for $5,000, and they recorded the song on their album, Peter, Paul, and Mary. The Fifth Dimension recorded so many of her songs. Barbra Streisand recorded The Stony End and Stone Soul Picnic and an amazing career with a lot of people covering her music. She eventually did sign her own recording contract. So we're going to listen to four songs. We'll hear that song, And When I Die. It was also recorded by Blood, Sweat, and Tears. And then we're going to hear one of the songs that Barbara Streisand recorded in 1970. We're going to hear Laura Nyro's original recording of The Stony End. Then we'll hear from 1968, the next song we'll hear is called Save the Country. And Laura Nyro wrote this right after the assassination of JFK. It was recorded by the Fifth Dimension in 1970. And it was also recorded in a tribute to Laura Nyro, an entire album of her songs that Roseanne Cash released in 1997. She also did the song Save the Country. We'll hear Laura's original recording from the album New York Tendaberry, released in 1969. And then we're going to end the set with a song from Laura's album called Eli and the 13th Confession. We'll hear Eli's Coming. So we'll start with some of her earlier pieces from her very first recordings. This is Laura Nyro and When I Die.
And when I die, and when I'm dead, dead and gone, there'll be one child born and a world to carry on, to carry on. I'm not scared of dying, and I don't really care if it's peace you find in dying. Well, then let the time be near. If it's peace you find in dying, when dying time is here, just bundle up my coffin, 'cause it's cold way down there. I hear that it's cold way down there. Yeah, crazy cold way down there. And when I die, and when I'm gone, there'll be one child born and a world to carry on, to carry on. My trouble, there ain't no hell, swear there ain't no heaven, and pray there ain't no hell. But I'll never know by living, only my dying will tell. Said only my dying will tell you, only my dying will tell. And when I die, and when I'm gone, there'll be one child born and a world to carry on, carry on. Give me my freedom for as long as living is to have no chains on me. All I ask of living is to have no chains on me. And all I ask of dying is to go naturally. Only wanna go naturally. Don't wanna go by the devil. Don't wanna go by the demon. Don't wanna go by Satan. Don't wanna die uneasy. Just let me go naturally. And when I die, and when I'm gone, there'll be one child born. There'll be one child born when I die. 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 There'll be one child born when I die.
Mama, let me start all over.
'cause the sky has lost control, 'cause the fury and the broken thunders come to measure my raging soul. Now, don't believe I wanna see the morning going down the stony. I never wanted to go down the stony. Dream with love. I got fury, I got fury.
Songs of Laura Nyro. Eli's Coming from the Eli and the 13th Confession from 1968. So Laura Nyro, interesting story. You know, maybe you never heard these original recordings. She made only two major live appearances in her short career. She was at the Monterey Pop Festival. And after that, David Geffen wanted to become her manager. And he became her manager, and they established, David Geffen and Laura Nyro, between them, established a publishing company for her songs, Tuna Fish Music, and they were going to split the proceeds 50-50, very unusual. When she wanted to introduce him to the song that we just heard and the album Eli and the 13th Confession, she invited David Geffen up to her New York apartment, and she turned off every light in the apartment except for a television set right next to her piano, and she played him Eli and the 13th Confession. It was also around that time that it was considered that she might become the lead singer for Blood, Sweat, and Tears after Al Kooper left the band. A fascinating woman. She was only 48 years old when she passed away in 1997. Laura Nyro. One of the singer-songwriters I'm featuring on today's program, Uncovering the Originals. So let's move on. There's a Canadian duo, a pair of sisters that you might have heard of. And then again, you might never have heard of Kate and Anna McGarrigle. Like I said, they were sisters. They recorded, their songs were covered before they got their recording contract. Their songs were covered by Linda Ronstadt, Emmylou Harris, Judy Collins, and a lot of other people. They got their first recording contract in 1974, and we're about to hear their self-titled debut album, released in 1976. They recorded 9 albums through their career through 2008. Kate McGarrigle passed away in 2010, and Anna McGarrigle is still alive. Kate McGarrigle was also the wife of Loudon Wainwright, and they had 2 very famous musicians, 2 children who became famous musicians, Rufus Wainwright and Martha Wainwright. So Kate and Anna McGarrigle. The song that you probably have heard is called Heart Like a Wheel, which Linda Ronstadt released in 1974. So we're going to listen to that song. Linda Ronstadt also covered the song called Talk to Me of Mendocino, which Linda Ronstadt released in 1982. There's another song called Go, Leave, which was subsequently recorded by Elvis Costello. So we're going to hear these songs from the debut album, the self-titled Kate and Anna McGarrigle from 1976. This is Heart Like a Wheel.
And it's only love. never had the blues from whence I came, but in New York State I called. Talk to me of Mendocino, closing my eyes I hear the sea. Must I wait? Must I follow? Say, come with me. And he's gone to South Bend, Indiana, flat out on the western plains. Rise up over the Rockies and down on into California. Where but the rocks remain, and let the sun set on the ocean. I will watch it from the shore. Let the sun rise over the redwoods. I'll rise with it till I rise no more. Talk to me of Mendocino, closing my eyes I hear the sea. Must I wait? Must I follow? Won't you say?
Like the seeds of the weeds in an autumn wind, we met out in midair and fell together in a patch of ground and grew to be a pair. But not Jesus.
Sit and talk till words were coming out our ears, not just for days or weeks or months, but it's been years. And here they come, here come my tears. So go, leave, you've said goodbye. But could it be that you are stalling? Hearts have a way of calling when they've been true.
Garrigle. That's from their debut album released in 1976. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then, and on today's program, we're uncovering the originals, singer-songwriters whose the covers of their songs are more well-known than the original recordings. Some of my favorite singer-songwriters. Sandy Denny is a British singer-songwriter. She was only 31 years old when she passed away in 1978. But she was a prolific songwriter. And her song, Who Knows Where the Time Goes, was actually recorded by Judy Collins. Judy Collins released an album, and that was the title of the album in the title track in 1968. Eva Cassidy recorded the song, Nina Simone, 10,000 Maniacs, Cat Power. Lots of people have covered Sandy Denny's song. But you might not have had a chance to hear her original recording, released in 1969 with Fairport Convention on the album Unhalfbricking. Sandy Denny, one of the most powerful and beautiful voices that I know of. This is her original recording of Who Knows Where the Time Goes.
Sky. All the birds
how can they know? It's time for them to go. Your fickle friends are leaving. Oh, but then you know it's time for them to go. I have no fault.
Sandy Denny. We heard two songs. That was Nothing More from the Father and Gay album. And right before that, Who Knows Where the Time Goes from Fairport Convention in 1969. Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then, today's program, Uncovering the Originals. I hope you enjoyed the music in today's show. And once again, thank you so much for listening. Now and Then. Support comes from the community. And from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. And from Thalman Service Center, complete car repair and collision service in Liberty, New York, thalmanservicecenter.com. It's about 1 minute before 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You're tuned to 90.5 FM. This is WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AH, Monticello, New York. We are Radio Catskill, and we are your community radio station. I want to send a big, heartfelt, grateful thank you to everyone who contributed during our recent pledge drive. Thank you so much for the ongoing support. Stay tuned. The Janice Adams Show is coming right up. But first, tomorrow, Bethel Woods celebrates the 50th anniversary of Woodstock with breakfast in the garden, in the open-air garden shed. There's going to be two sittings tomorrow, Sunday, July the 21st, one at 11 a.m. and then at 1 p.m. Guests receive a gift bag that includes admission to the museum. For details, visit them online, bethelwoodscenter.org. Stay tuned for the Janice Adams Show. Support comes